But we need to understand that this history has created a gap in our training. And I started seeing this after a few years at Vajraloka. And indeed, Bhante saw it as well. Because at one point in the mid-80s, and yes, we are going back some time here, at one point in the mid-80s, he asked me to go and explore Vipassana meditation. This was the 10-day retreat variety, popularized in particular by Goenka. He said we should go and take a leaf from their book. He taught us Vipassana in principle and to some extent in practice, but we needed to learn it more thoroughly in practice from those with special experience in teaching it. And I think I've reported elsewhere, you know, that the Vipassana retreat that I went on influenced me hugely. I experienced, for example, meditation interviews for the first time in my life. And the whole thing was it was a much more hands-on way of teaching. But far more than that, I saw how important it is to have an insight perspective for meditation teaching. I was shy of speaking about insight. Then I'd been ordained only about 10 years. But that retreat taught me how important an insight perspective is for communicating the nature of Dharma practice, whether one's talking to experienced people or beginners in meditation. Now, what I mean by an insight perspective is that one teaches so that everybody understands that meditation is something that leads to liberation. You assume that that's what people need from meditation. Of course, you don't present insight to your students in an insensitive, fire and brimstone sort of a way. Insight is just built into the way you yourself think about meditation. You know from your experience that all beings suffer from their self-identification, their fixed habits, and their lack of courage. You know that the Dharma, the meditation practice, is all about dismantling those fetters. So that's the way you teach. It's your view of the Buddhist path. So naturally, it's the way you teach it. The more you know from your experience that your view is true, the more convincing you're going to be in your communication of it. It's experience that really communicates. I think people know intuitively when you're doing it by the book. That's why, at first, I was shy of talking in terms of insight. But then I realized that doing it by the book can be okay. I had to do it by the book. It would send very odd signals, I think, if I pretended I knew everything that I was talking about. Honesty is not only best policy for teachers, it's actually a practice, you know, that actually encourages insight. And I realized that if I always tried to learn from others, I'd always be open, and in that way, because of the openness, I'd be able to communicate. Of course, what you say does count, but what comes across to others most is who you are and your attitude to what you're doing. And I had to learn all of that for myself. You know, I quickly learned the Buddhist theory from Bhante, but I didn't get any special training as a teacher. No one told me how to conduct meditation interviews. No one told me what to say when people started telling me their meditation experiences. I would have appreciated some training, but it just wasn't available. So I had to do it the hard way by going on my own experience. And for now, I think until our own training system is properly established, that's what we all still have to do. Though there has in fact been some training available in the order for years. Vajraloka, for example, have held many teachers' retreats. They've just not been that popular. There are various occasional forums and meetings for teachers. There's a special online meditation teachers forum, there may be more things that I don't know about, but it has to be said that we've largely failed to create a truly engaging platform for meditation teachers. On the whole, we each have learned teaching in our own way, independent of other teachers in the order. Using Bhante's term, I think we tend to be individualists. And as I pointed out earlier, this is, I think, in some ways starting to create a little disharmony.